wieczna.
Takie wieczna sobie.
Nie mają. Ale ja ale sama dałam odkryć, bycie na jakoś wynadzienie za dzień. A co to ma opierać? Można? Ja z jednej słowa. Przedmowa?
Yeah. Ako me zaista ljubiš.
također, ako ne, ako... Ja ću koljena samo sebi.
Evo ide, ide.
Evo ga ide.
Ja, sorry. Ja, ok, dobro, dobro.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Ritual in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You've been very hospitable to us.
Amen.
It's the first time we are preaching out in the open.
Prvi put da pojedamo na otvorenom.
But there always a lot of first times.
Ali uvijek ima puno toga što je prvi put.
We go to Israel a lot.
I često idemo u Izrael.
And a lot of the preaching of Jesus Christ.
I puno toga što kad je Isus propovjedao.
Was out in the open.
Je bilo na otvorenom.
Many of the gospel we have.
I puno toga u evanđelju što imamo.
The Sermon on the Mount.
Služba na gori.
He preached in the open.
Propovjedao je na otvorenom.
Because sometimes they wouldn't allow him in his synagogues.
Jer ga nekad ne bi pustili u sinagoge i tako dalje.
So it's good to be here.
Tako dobro je biti ovdje.
So I greet you all.
Pozdravljamo sve.
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
U dragocenom imenu Gospoda Isusa Krista.
I'm here with my wife.
Tu sam sa svojom suprugom.
Sister Hannah.
Sestra Hannah.
Our children are back in England.
Djeca su nam u Engleskoj.
God bless you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi.
Amen. So I really want to appreciate my brother.
Želim zahvaliti bratu.
And all of you for really extending a hand of fellowship to us.
Svima vama što sam pružili ruku zajedništvu.
I hope you have time to come to England also.
Nadam se da imate vremena da dođete u Englesku također.
We are in Wolverhampton.
Mi smo u Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton. What are you hunting for?
So there is a place in the West Midlands.
To je na zapadu, tamo srednji zapad u Englesku.
So you're welcome there anytime.
Tako može, dobrodošli ste uvijek.
So you come, we take time to also greet you and extend our hospitality.
Bilo bi nam drago da vas pozdravimo, da budemo gostoljubivi prema vama tamo.
So God bless you. Let's bow our heads and pray.
Podnimo glave, molite.
Lord Jesus,
Gospode Isuse,
we thank you tonight, Father.
Zahvaljamo ti večeras.
This beautiful day, Father.
Za ovaj divan dan.
And this beautiful place.
Za divno mjesto, Gospode.
We thank you for all the food we've eaten.
Hvala ti za svu hranu koju smo
jeli. Lord, the beef and everything.
Govedinu i sve što smo jeli.
We know something had to die for us to eat that.
Znamo da je nešto moralo umrijeti da mi to pojedemo.
We've enjoyed the beef.
Uživali smo u govedini.
A cow was slaughtered.
Krava je bila ubijena.
We've enjoyed the pork.
Uživali smo u svinjetine.
And the pig was killed.
I svinja je bila ubijena.
We know our natural body lives by dead matter.
I znamo da naše prirodno tijelo živi od mrtve stvari.
And your servant taught us.
I tvoj sluga nas je učio.
That spiritually something has to die.
Da duhovno nešto mora umrijeti.
For us to live spiritually.
Da bi mi duhovno živjeli.
And you came and gave your life.
Ti si došao i dao svoj život.
That we will live spiritually.
Da mi živimo duhovno.
Help us to, as we had to take that food and put it inside our mouth and eat it. And digest it. That's also how we know we have to take the word of God and eat it and digest it. Even as you said to John, take it, eat it, digest it.
Tak si rekao, Ivan, uzmi, pojedi, probavi.
Help us to digest it. Let even the young ones understand, Father.
Pomozi nam da probavimo i da mlad, čak i maleni razumiju.
That everything we do is a type.
Da sve što radimo je ti.
I commit myself now into your hands.
Ja sebe predajem sada.
Brother Jonathan.
Brother Jonathan.
Just these few words to say.
Ovih nekoliko riječi koje ćemo reći.
To round up a beautiful day.
Da završimo ovaj divan dan.
We didn't plan it this way,
nismo tako planirali,
but you had a plan. And we are walking according to your plan.
Mi hodimo u skladu sa tvojim planom.
Lord, we thank you for the flexibility you have granted us.
Za fleksibilnost koju si nam dao.
Please take over, Father.
Molimo da ti preuzmeš kontrolu dalje.
Our lips,
naše usne,
and all that in our heart.
I sve u našim srcima.
That we bless your people.
Da blagoslovimo tvoj narod.
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Molimo da se na ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So since we've got a lot of children, I want to do a little bit of a Sunday school first. Just something for the children to so that they will understand a bit more. For it to happen, I'll need volunteers as well. And I'm hoping that Michael over there.
Michael, ja si ti tamo, da.
Can you be a volunteer?
Možeš se biti volunteer.
Marko.
Marko or Michael?
Marko.
Marko. Marko.
Tell him not to be shy.
Nemoj se srame, dođi, Marko.
Bravo. Ajde, da ga vidimo. Bravo. Bravo.
Come on,
Okay, let's call this mom.
I trebamo I njegovu mamu.
Bravo. I think he's tired.
He's tired.
Okay. Ah, može Michal.
Okay, let's go. What's his name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. God bless you. And so, who do we call now? To
his mom.
Okay, let's call his mom. But before we call his mom,
I think he's
there. His mom can sit over there.
The mama, the next mother, someone is there.
Okay, and then we want to call the mother. Robert?
And we need Brother Norbert.
I have Brother Norbert. If you sit here for us, we want to act a little. Okay. All right. So it's just a little drama for us to demonstrate something. The call of God. God, in the book of Samuel, he called a young boy. His name was Samuel. Samuel. Abraham told us. Samuel was 6 years old when God called him. 6 years old. Now we want to demonstrate something. Before that call, the mother of Samuel, who remembers, which of the children remembers the name of the mother of Samuel? Which child remembers?
Yes.
Hannah, let's appreciate that. Thank you very much. What's your name? God bless you. So Hannah took Samuel. So let's act that you take Samuel and hand over to him. Now you be Eli. Just
so
Hannah brings Samuel and hands over to. Okay. Okay, now you can sit there. So she's saying, take care of him. Now sit there.
Take care, pobrini se za Samuela. Yeah.
So now Hannah has handed over her son to Eli. So for Eli to look after
every person.
This happened in the Bible. He was her only child. She didn't have children. She prayed to the Lord. And God gave her one son. And she took the son and went and gave her to the priest. Because she made God a promise. If you give me a child, I'll give the child to you. It was not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. You, the sisters who have their children, you know how you hold to your child, isn't it? You like to embrace your child. You like to hold the child, you know, close, jealously, which is good. It's mother's love. But she took her child, her only child, her only son. She goes to the church. She hand over, as we see. And go home empty. Do you understand? It's not an easy thing. But the lesson there, when you make God a promise, keep it. God does not owe. She said to the pastor, to Eli, I loan him my son. It's a promise I made God. Now this child will stay in the temple in Shiloh and grow up there. And God accepted. And the little boy was in church. He wore a airport, a priest, he's doing things in church. You hand the lantern, you do everything that they tell him to do. But the Bible said he never knew the Lord. The word of the Lord was not revealed to him yet. Then one day, something happened. Normal day. Samuel was there. Eli was there. Eli was sleeping. Samuel is sleeping somewhere. Can you help us now? Let's call that your bed. Let's say you are sleeping there. Okay, he's sleeping. Are you following little ones? And God came. A special day. A special night. And God calls him. Samuel. And Samuel thinks Eli is calling
him.
So you go and answer.
Yes,
Samuel. Eli says, I did not call you. Go back He goes back, he lies down again. And God comes again.
Samuel.
He gets up again. He goes back to him. I did not call you. Okay. He lies down again. And God comes again. Samuel.
Somewhere.
He goes back again. Okay, this third time, something has happened. Eli realizes this is not usual. There's something else going on. Samuel doesn't behave this way. Something is happening here. But he gets an idea. God is calling him. So he gives him some instruction. Instruction from the pastor. The pastor tells the boy, next time he calls, say these words. Say these words. That's what the pastor says. Speak.
Govori.
For your servant is listening. It was an instruction. Listen to instruction. Sometimes the message gives instruction. Sometimes we take instruction casual. Sometimes give people instruction. Maybe he wants to be somewhere.
Maybe
see the young people here. So instruction. Sometimes, Brother Branham, somebody will be sick. They want to be healed. And Brother Branham says, go home. Do this. Do that. Don't do this. These are instructions. Always follow instructions. Instruction of the Bible. Instruction from even the priest. So let's try it again. If you tell him when he speaks, say, speak, my Lord, for your servant is listening.
Reci, govori Gospode.
Reci, govori Gospode.
Voj sluga sluša.
Voj sluga
sluša. Okay, so you go and stay. The Bible says God came and stood and called us other times. Samuel. Praise the Lord. Let's appreciate the Lord. That's the end of the sermon. Thank you. Let's appreciate it. You see, it's a little story, but it actually happened. Let's ask you a question to the young. What's the youngest age that God dealt with somebody in the Bible? What's the youngest age you know that God dealt with somebody? Who can help? Which of you? Yes, okay.
Samuel,
6 years. Okay. Any other answer? Yes?
Maybe David?
Okay, how old was David? What was the youngest age God dealt with somebody? Yes? Mom,
in the womb.
Youngest age, you know, in the Bible, God dealt with somebody.
John the Baptist in the womb.
In the womb, yeah.
Ah, the sisters have got it. John the Baptist in the womb. How old was he?
6 months in the womb.
6 months old. Let's appreciate the sisters. So God can deal with a 6 months baby. God can deal with 6 years. God can deal with teenage. God can deal with 80 years. So there's no how young you are. And you say, I'm too little. Because God called Samuel. If you read it, the Bible says it was 6 years. The Bible says God came and stood. God has feet. God stood and called Samuel. And he's shivering. He's frightening. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's real. God stood and calling a child. And he's shivering. What's happening this night? I've gone to Eli. Three times.
Three puta.
I see somebody's
door.
What's going on? You say,
speak.
Govori. Your servant.
Tvoj sluga.
He's listening.
Sluša.
He's scared. The child is, he can't sleep anymore.
Dijete više ne može spavati.
One eye is open.
Ima jedno oko otvoreno.
What's happening in my room?
Šta se događa u mojoj sobi?
And God came.
I Bog je došao.
And stood.
I stao.
And called him.
I pozvao ga.
Amen. It's real.
Stvarno.
God speaks.
Bog govori.
God has feet, he can stand.
Bog ima noge,
može stati. Said, God is a person.
Abraham kaže, Bog je osoba.
He can baptize a child with the Holy Ghost.
Može krstiti dijete duhom
svetim. In the womb.
Utrovi.
That's God.
To je Bog.
How many believe that? How many believe that same God is the same today?
Taj Bog isti danas.
That God that did it there
i da taj Bog koji to napravio onda
is the same God today.
Je isti Bog danas.
So you look at the child, what's your name?
Kako se zoveš? Rafaela,
okay. God can speak to you.
Bog može govoriti tebi.
He can.
Može.
But be listening.
Ali moraš slušati.
There's a song we're looking for.
ima nešto što mi
treba. When my Savior calls,
ima pjesma koja kaže kad
I will answer.
Kad me spasitelj pozove, ja ću odgovoriti.
The same way as Eli called.
Na isti način kao i Eli.
Is the same way as God called.
Je isto tako i Bog poziva.
The same way.
Na isti način.
No difference.
Nema razlike.
The same way as Eli will call somewhere.
Kao što je Eli pozvao Samuela.
And he goes to Eli.
Pozvao kod Eli.
Yes, that. You called me?
Ti si me pozvao.
It's the same way.
Na isti način.
No difference.
Nema razlike.
So let's start to sharpen our ears.
Ajde da malo otvorimo uči.
Let's start to listen.
Da slušamo.
Let's start to expect.
Da očekujemo.
That God calls us.
Da nas Bog pozove.
Because God calls.
Ja Bog poziva.
Abraham said.
Abraham kaže.
What is the problem sometimes?
Da ono što je nekad problem.
He said it's atmosphere.
Ja atmosfera.
Atmosphere that you create.
Atmosfera koju vi stvorite.
If you watch.
Ako pazite.
The atmosphere.
Atmosfera.
Where Samuel was sleeping.
U kojoj atmosfera? U kojoj Samuel spavao?
The ark was there.
Ček, savjezar bio tamo.
The seven, the golden candlestick was there.
Sedam svješnjaka je bilo tamo.
The atmosphere was correct.
Atmosfera je bila ispravna.
God likes atmosphere.
Bog voli atmosferu.
When you create the right atmosphere.
Kad stvorite pravu atmosferu.
Before you sleep.
Prije nego što odete spavati.
You read your Bible.
Vi čitate Bibliju.
Maybe you sing a song.
Možda otpivate pjesmu.
Maybe you listen to the prophet.
Možda slušate proroka.
You are creating an atmosphere.
Vi stvarate atmosferu.
The Holy Ghost loves the good atmosphere.
Duh Sveti voli dobru atmosferu.
Even for a child.
Čak i za djete.
Oh, mommy, I want to pray.
Mama, želim se moliti.
Mommy prays with you.
Mama se moli.
That's good.
To je dobro.
But go and pray for yourself.
Ali odite i sami se nekad moli.
Start to make a connection with God.
Napravite konekciju, vezu s Bogom.
Start to create an atmosphere in your room.
Stvorite atmosferu u svojoj sobi.
And you watch what will happen. How many believe that? So that's the Sunday school. Let's appreciate the Lord. So for the adults, you may not have your Bibles because you came here not with our Bibles, but if you don't have
them,
we want to enjoy certain things. The young ones, don't log off now. don't switch off. It won't be long. Now, we want to read 1 Kings 22. 1 Kings
22.
1 Kings 22 from 19 to 29. 1 Kings 22 from 19 to 29. We want to speak just this afternoon about three words.
Želimo govoriti ovo popodne o tri riječi.
Three words.
Tri riječi.
Humble,
ponizan,
humiliate,
poniziti se,
and humility.
I ponizno.
I'll repeat that.
Ponovit ću to.
Humble,
ponizan,
humiliate,
poniziti se,
and humility.
Poniznost.
I don't know how you pronounce them in Croatian. But I think you'll understand. These three words, they are derivative. They are not the same, but they are related. And they are tools that God uses to make us what He wants us to be. Humble. Humiliate. Humility. Now, where are we going to read? There was a problem. In heaven. There was a problem. In heaven. He said, Lord said, but let's read it. If we read from verse 19, or let's go to 18 so you understand the context. The man, somebody was saying, a prophet was saying, 17, sorry about that. He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills. as sheep that have not a shepherd.
Kao stado bez pastira.
And the Lord said,
Jahve veli,
these have no master.
Nemaju više gospodara.
Let them return every man to his house in peace.
Neka se umiru kući brate.
And the king of Israel
tada izraelski kralj
said unto Jehoshaphat,
reče Jošafatu,
did I not tell thee,
nisam li ti rekao,
that he will prophesy no good concerning me but evil?
Da mi neće proreći dobro nego zlo.
And he said,
a Mihaj reče,
hear thou therefore the word of the Lord.
Zato čuje riječ Jahvinu.
I saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
Vidio sam Jahvu gdje sjedi na svom prijestolu.
And all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left.
A sva mu vojska nebeska stajaše s desna i s lijeva.
This was a problem.
I ovo je bio problem.
In heaven.
U nebo.
And the Lord said,
Jahve upita,
who shall persuade Ahab?
Ko će zavesti Ahava?
That he may go up
da otiđe
and fall at Ramoth Gilead.
I padne u Ramoth Gilead.
It was a problem.
To je bio problem.
God had all his hosts.
Bog je imao svu svoju vojsku.
We need somebody.
Mi trebamo nekog
to persuade Ahab
da zavede Ahaba
to go to Ramoth Gilead and fall.
Da ode u Ramoth Gilead i tamo padne.
Who can do this job?
Ko može odraditi ovaj posao?
And there came and one said on this manner.
Jedan reče ovo.
God, this is solution.
Bože, ovo je rješenje.
God say it won't work.
Bože, Bog kaže neće uspjeti.
Another say this way.
Neko kaže pa onda ovako.
God don't think it will work.
Bog ne misli da će to uspjeti.
So it was a problem.
Tako bio je problem.
Let's do it this way. Let's do that way.
Jedan reče ovo, drugi ono.
And there comfort a spirit.
Kada uđe jedan duh.
And stood before the Lord.
I stade pred Jahvu.
And said.
I kaže.
I will persuade him.
Ja ću ga zavesti.
I can get this job done.
Ja mogu odraditi ovaj posao.
And the Lord said unto him,
Jahve ga upita,
how will you do it?
Kako?
Wherewith will you do it?
Što ćeš napraviti?
And he said,
on odgovori,
I will go forth.
Izaći ću.
And I will be a lying spirit.
I bit ću lažni duh.
In his mouth.
U ustima.
And in the mouth of all his prophets.
Svih njegovih proroka.
And he said,
Jahve reče,
thou shalt persuade him.
Ti ćeš ga zavesti.
And you will prevail.
I uspjet ćeš.
Go and get the job done.
Idi učini tako.
May the Lord add his blessing to doing all his word. You may be seated. Now, it's a very familiar story. Because God cannot lie. And this situation needed a lie. He needed something unusual for God. There are things God cannot do.
Postoje stvari koje Bog ne može napraviti.
God cannot lie.
Bog ne može lagati.
God cannot deny himself.
Bog ne može poreći.
God cannot fail.
Bog ne može iznevjeriti.
Proverbs says sometimes we think God can do everything.
Mi ponekad mislimo da Bog može sve.
But he say he cannot fail.
Ali ne može iznevjeriti.
He cannot deny his word.
Ne može poreći.
And he cannot lie.
I ne može lagati.
But this spirit come.
Ali ovaj duh je došao.
From the lower parts.
Iz dubina.
I know you cannot lie.
Znam da ne možeš lagati.
Not to worry, I'll do this job.
Ali ne brini, ja ću napraviti.
I can lie.
Ja mogu.
I'll be a lying spirit.
Ja ću biti lagati.
In the whole mouth of them.
You see, nikoj muslima.
And the problem was solved. God said you will solve, you will leave him prevail, you will do it. And he came down. Now, if you follow on this story, I want us to see something. That God's tool, sometimes to get us to where he wants us to be. Humility. Humbling ourselves. That's the one we can do. I can humble myself. Fragility can humble itself. We can learn how to humble ourselves. But sometimes our humbling of ourselves doesn't quite work. And there's another tool.
Nego ima jedan drugi alat.
That God uses sometimes.
Koji Bog ponekad koristi.
It's not nice.
A to nije ugodno.
To humiliate us.
Da on ponizi nas.
To humiliate his servants.
Da ponizi svoje sluge.
And we will see.
I vidjet ćemo.
That God uses tool.
Da Bog koristi ovo.
On himself.
Ovaj alat čak i na samom sebi.
God uses tool of humility.
Bog koristi taj alat poniznosti.
To bring us to where he wants us to be.
Da nas dovede tamo gdje želi da budemo.
Many things go on around our life.
Mnogo stvari ide u našem životu.
But sometimes we don't read it correctly.
Ali mi to nekad ne pročitamo ispravno.
We think others are doing better than us.
Mislimo da je neko bolji od nas.
But is God preparing you for something?
Ali Bog vas priprema za nešto.
There is something God wants for you.
Pa postoji nešto što Bog želi za vas.
Bro Abraham mentioned a certain man in the Bible. He's there in the Bible, Samson. He was a type of the church. We are the church. But Bro Abraham said there was a type of the church. And Samson was a type.
Samson je bio taj tip.
Born in Nazareth.
Rođen u Nazaretu.
Supernatural strength.
Nadprirodna snaga.
A power from on high.
Ima silu od ozgor.
Nobody could deal with him.
Niko se nije mogao protiv njega.
The Philistines could not deal with him.
Filistejci nisu mogli.
He had a supernatural power.
Ima nadprirodnu snagu.
He would take a jawbone of an ass.
Uzeo bi čeljust od
magarca. He would whip 1,000 Philistines.
Ubio 1,000 Filisteja.
They looked at him, his strength was supernatural.
Gledali su ga, njegova snaga je bila nadprirodna.
They would lock the whole city with big gates. They said, we got him. We're going to kill him. He will rise up. He will pack the post of the gates. Take everything and go up the hill. But Brabant said he had a problem. He was arrogant. He started going out with the wrong Philistine girls. He said, no doubt his mama told him. Don't do that. He did not listen. And one day, they realized he has a weakness. Satan studies your weakness. The Americans call it your speed. Your speed. They say, Satan, know your speed, your weakness. Because we have a weakness. And the Philistines got around. We've got to get this man. But he had a weakness. There is something he lost our girl. So they said, let's trap him. Let's hold him with this. And it looked like God was not there watching. But they sent Delilah after him. And before long, his eyes were gone. Everything was gone. And the most humiliating picture you can see in the Bible. Samson, this great man, was now helping the Philistines to grind. They removed the donkey.
To je obično radi magarac.
And he became the one going round and round and round.
Tako, ali on je bio taj koji je sad umjesto magarca gurao.
Doing food for his enemies.
I tako pripremao hranu za
svoje. It was a horrible picture.
To je užasno.
Of humiliation.
Poniženja.
And we know the story.
Znamo tu priču.
Brabant said, after a while,
he
admitted, I have failed God. I have failed myself. I have failed my people. I have failed everything. He said, Lord, one day he prayed a prayer. He said, God, I just want one more chance. Just one chance. My eyes are gone. I'm blind. I'm a failure. Everything is away. But just give me one more chance. And Brabant kept preaching, one small Lord, one small Lord, one small Lord. And God gave him one chance more. And he was able to get the job done. Because God gave him the power back. That killed him as well. But with the enemy. But that humiliation brought the power back on him.
Je vratilo njemu silu.
But there is a humiliation.
Ali postoji poniženje.
That is greater than that one.
Koje je veće od toga.
There is a humiliation.
Postoji poniženje.
We want to talk about.
O kojem mi želimo pričati.
In the book of Philippians. It is the humiliation of Jesus Christ.
To je poniženje Isusa Krista.
No human being.
Nijedno ljudsko biće.
No character in the Bible.
Nijedan čovjek u Bibliji
was fashioned by humility like Jesus Christ.
Nije bio oblikovan
by humiliation.
Poniženjem kako je imao Isus Krist.
Now in the book of Philippians,
sad u knjizi Filipijana,
Paul is speaking about it.
Pavao govori o tome.
He starts in Philippians chapter 2.
Počinje u Filipijanima drugo poglavlje.
He's speaking about this.
I govori o tome.
He says,
i kaže,
let this mind be in you.
Neka u vama bude um.
That was in Christ Jesus.
Koji je bio u Kristu Isusu.
In other words, there was a way Jesus was thinking.
Drugim rečima postoji način na koji
se... He's advising us.
I on nas savjetuje.
Think this way.
Na taj način razmišlja.
Then he starts.
I onda kaže...
Who?
On.
Jesus.
Isus.
Being in the form of God.
Koji je bio na Božji
obliče. Jesus was in the form of God.
Isus je bio na Božji obliče.
Jesus came as God.
Došao je kao Bog.
He was in the form of God.
Bio u obličju Božji.
He said he thought it not robbery.
Kaže, nije se kao plijena držao.
To be equal with God.
Svog jednakosti s Bogom.
When Jesus said,
kad Isus rekao,
I and my Father are one.
Ja i moj otac smo jedno.
The Jews picked up stone.
Židovi su uzeli kamenje.
To kill him.
Da ga ubiju.
He said, what have I done? Why do you want to kill him?
Ja vam kažem, to sam napravio.
He said, because you are a man.
Rekli su, jesi čovjek.
You say you are God. God is your father.
A kaže da ti Bog otac.
Then you are making yourself equal with God.
I ti sebe radiš jednakim Bogu.
And Paul said,
i Pavel kaže,
he did not think of robbery.
On nije držao kao...
He was not wrong.
Nije bio krivo.
Messiah,
Mesija,
means
Mesija, znači,
God in flesh.
Bog u tijelu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did not think it was robbery.
I on se toga nije držao kao plijena.
But being equal with God,
nego zato što je bio jednak
He made
Bogu.
Himself of no reputation.
On je sebe napravio da bude bez ikakvog...
He humbled himself.
Ja. On se ponizio da nema nikakav status, nikakvu reputaciju. Ja.
He made himself of no reputation.
Da je bez reputacije.
And took upon him
i uzeo je na sebe
the form of a servant.
Obličje sluge.
And was made in the likeness of men.
I načinjen je na sliku čovjeka.
We need to understand this gospel.
Moramo razumjeti ovo evanđelje.
That Jesus,
da Isus,
God,
Bog,
came on this earth
došao na ovu zemlju,
as a man,
kao čovjek,
not as an angel,
ne kao angel,
not like a Samson,
ne kao Samson,
not like Elijah,
ne kao Ilija,
not like he's calling down fire,
nije spuštao vatru,
not like Samson who can pack gates,
nije kao Samson koji je čupao vrata,
the cross that Jesus packed,
nego križ koji Isus
nosio, he could have made it very light,
mogao ga napraviti da bude lagan,
Samson could pack a gate.
Samson je mogao vući vrat.
But Jesus fell under his cross.
A Isus je pao pod svojim križom.
So he made himself like a man.
Tako da on sebe napravio kao da...
He wasn't a superman.
Nije bio super.
He wasn't a superhero.
Nije bio superhero.
He was a man like you and I.
Nije bio čovjek kao vi i ja.
He made himself that.
Napravio sebe da bude takav.
And then the scripture says... He took upon him the form of a servant.
Da je na sebe uzeo obličje sluge.
Now this is him humbling himself.
I to je on koji je sebe ponizio.
He humbled himself.
On je sebe ponizio.
But I'm going to bring how Jesus, how God humiliated him.
I sad ćemo vidjeti kako je Bog njega ponizio.
And why did God humiliate him?
I zašto ga je Bog ponizio?
But he himself humbled himself.
Ali on je sam sebe ponizio.
And was made in the likeness of man.
Je napravljen na obličje čovjeka.
Now Philippians he continues in 2:8.
I sa Filipljanima u 2:8 kaže.
And being found in fashion as a man.
Ponizi sam sebe, poslušan do smrti, smrti na križu.
He humbled himself.
Znači obličen čovjek u nalik, ponizi sam sebe.
And became obedient unto death.
Poslušan do smrti.
Even the death of the cross.
Smrti na križu.
Now he didn't die a classic death.
Nije umro klasičnom smrću.
The death of the cross.
Smrt na križu.
We were in Israel.
Mi smo bili u Izraelu.
And they told us.
I rekli su nam.
The Romans.
Rimljani.
Romans.
Rimljani.
From Italy.
Iz Italije.
They were very wicked.
Bili su vrlo zločesti.
The death of the cross.
Smrt na križu.
Is the hardest death you could get.
Je najteža smrt koju možete dobiti.
To take a spear.
Da uzmeš.
And kill a man.
Koplje i
ubiješ. The man dies.
Čovjek umre.
But they're on the cross.
Ali na križu.
A man can stand on the cross for 3 days.
Čovjek može trpiti na križu 3 dana.
It's a very slow death.
To je vrlo spora smrt.
As you breathe,
dišiš,
you're dying slowly.
Ti sporo umireš.
So they put the man on the cross.
Tako oni su stavili čovjeka.
Because you cannot come down from the cross.
Jer ne možeš sići iz križa.
That's why they said, if you are Christ, come down from the cross.
Zato su rekli, ako si Krist,
we will believe you.
Vjerovat ćemo.
So on the cross, that's why when they stayed, they say, oh, somebody's coming, how do we, let's kill him quick. They wanted to kill Jesus quick. Because they put them on the cross on Friday. If they put them on Wednesday, by Friday they will still be alive. Dying very slowly. It's cruciating them. So he says, even the death of the cross. Now, what they then did, the Romans did, Sabbath is coming. They don't care about the Sabbath. But they don't want to offend the Jews. Okay, let's cut their legs. So if they cut their legs, they will slump and die. So they cut the legs of the other thief. They went and cut the legs of the other one. When they came to cut the leg of Jesus, they said he was dead already. That was a surprise. So Abraham said, it's not the cross that killed him. It was the people, the broken heart. That's what did it. And they said, he's dead. That was a surprise to them. And another said, make sure. They threw him a spear. And he spared him. To make sure he was dead. Why did all this happen? It's for you and I. If you can catch it, if you can see the understanding, that Paul said, even the death of the cross. That's why he said, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, when he had done this, when God humbled him, God had also highly exalted him. And giving him a name which is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. That's serious. Abraham said, God lifted him so high up that he has to look down to see heaven. Then the prophet cuts a revelation there. The way up is down. If you see how humble you can get, God will lift you up. Now that brings us to the message. That's for Christ. That's for Samson. Our time. But Abraham starts to tell us something. In the Simeonian church age. Please catch this. Then that's it. He says something to in Simeonian church age. In a church age book. He says here, now the Lord God Almighty says, I know he's walking in the midst of his people. We are in church here in Croatia. I was very happy to come here. I was telling Brother Jonathan. I was speaking with a brother. He said to me, he didn't know there's a church in Croatia. It's a voice of God rep. It's a voice of God person. So they normally check everything. He said he didn't know there's a church in Croatia. He was excited about it. So that's why I've been curious about Croatia. You're doing a great thing here. Don't belittle yourself. Amen. Amen. Now, Abraham says, Jesus Christ is walking in the midst of the church. And Smyrna church age was a bitter church age. They were under terrible persecution. It was a horrible time. Laodicea church age, we are enjoying. Christians have never had it so good. All through the ages, big persecution. Many persecuted unto death. In England, to have a Bible,
da bi imali Bibliju.
To have a Bible like this.
Da bi imali ovako.
They kill you.
Oni bi vas ubili.
Who kills you?
Ko vas ubije?
The Roman Catholic Church. Just to have a Bible.
Samo da imate Bibliju.
And then to read it. You're dead twice. Finished.
Gotovo.
The Inquisition.
Inquisition.
They will kill you.
Ubili bi vas.
That people were killed in England.
Ljudi su englesko ubijeni.
Because they taught their children,
učili svoju djecu,
the little ones,
mališane,
the Lord's Prayer,
Oče naš,
in English.
Na
they can't even kill them for teaching their children the Lord's Prayer.
Tako su se
djecu, that was all. They brought them before the priest. And the priest said to the children, because somebody said that child can recite the Lord's Prayer. And they took the child to the priest. And the priest said, okay, child, speak. And the child said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The priest, their face changed. Thy kingdom come. He said, stop. They sent them their parents to that. Their fathers to that. Because they thought, speaking of recent history, maybe 600 years ago. What I'm holding is KJV. King James version. You have to take a king to give the authority for this Bible to be printed in English. The history of this to be held in my hand today. We've never had it so good. And Laodicea Church Age, the Christians are so relaxed. Sometimes our problem is what kind of car we have. Is my car electric? Is it new? Is it old? We've never had it so good. But let's look at Smyrna Church Age. Abraham was speaking about it. He said, here is Christ walking in the midst of his people. And there he is, the chief shepherd of the flock.
Glavni pastir stada.
But does he hold back persecution?
Ali da li on zaustavlja progonstvo?
Does he stem the tribulation?
Da li on zaustavlja progon?
Abraham said he does not.
Kaže ne.
Jesus does not.
Isus to ne radi.
He does not hold back persecution, but he can, but he does not.
On može, ali on ne zaustavlja progonstvo.
He simply says,
on jednostavno kaže,
I know your tribulation.
Znam tvoju nevolju.
I'm not unmindful of your suffering.
Nije da nemam ne brin, da sam da mi je nepoznata tvoja trpljenje.
Abraham said, what is stumbling block to so many people?
Ono što je kamen spoticanja toliko puno ljudi.
It's a stumbling block today.
To je kamen spoticanja ljudima danas.
Things go bad for people.
Kad ljudima stvari krenu loše.
Some backslide.
Neko se vrati u svijet.
Why didn't God take care of this?
Zašto se Bog nije pobrinuo?
Why didn't God take care of that?
Zašto se Bog nije pobrinuo?
Why are other people prospering and life is hard for me?
Zašto drugima ide prosperiraju, meni je teško.
But let's see the reason.
Ali da vidimo razlog.
Like Israel.
Kao Izrael.
They wonder.
Oni su se
pitali. If God really loves them.
Da li Bog zaista voli?
How can God be just?
Kako Bog može biti pravi?
And loving.
I voliti ga.
If he just stands by.
Ako samo stoji sa strane.
And watch his people suffer.
I gleda svoj narod kako pati.
That's the stumbling.
To je ono što uzrokuje spoticanje.
That is what they ask in Malachi chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
To je ono što pitaju Malachi 1:1 do 3.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
Breme riječi Gospodnje za Izrael po Malachi.
I have loved you, said the Lord.
Volio sam vas, kaže Gospod.
You say,
kažete,
wherein hast thou loved us?
Pa kako si nas volio?
Then Malachi says, was not Esau Jacob's brother?
I onda Malachija kaže, nije li Jezan bio Jakovlje brat?
Said the Lord,
kaže Gospod,
yet I loved Jacob.
A volio sam.
And I hated Esau.
Jakova mrzio Izala.
And laid his mountains and heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
I kaže, i ostavio sam njegove planine i baštinu pusto za zmajeve pustinje.
He says, you see, they could not figure out God's law. Can you figure out God's law? Sometimes we can't figure out God's law. Watch what Bob Brown says next. They thought that love meant no suffering. They thought that love meant a baby with parental care.
Kaže, mislili su da je ljubav kao prema bebi kako ga roditelj pazi.
That's what how we think.
To je ono kako mi mislim.
Because it's good, we should love our children.
To je dobro, mi bi trebali voliti.
So the mama loves the baby.
Ako mama voli bebu.
The baby cries.
Beba plače.
The mama rushes
mama
there.
Mama trči odmah.
Which is correct.
To je u redu.
The papa rushes there.
Tata tamo.
Which is correct.
To je u redu.
You find out what does the baby need.
Da vidite šta
baby he needs treba. Water.
Treba mu
he needs food.
Treba mu
he's
hrana.
Tired.
Umoran.
He's hungry.
Vlade.
He needs his crib. We run around that. That is good.
Trčimo oko njih I to je dobro.
But we think that that's God, how God acts.
A mislimo da tako Bog radi.
Robert said that's how they thought.
Kaže, tako su oni mislili.
And that's how we think.
I mi tako mislimo.
We have to change that thinking.
A moramo promijeniti to razmišljanje.
Because God does not act the way we act.
Bog se ne radi onako.
He's our Father.
On je naš otac.
But he does not do that way.
Ali on to ne radi tako.
Now as long as we are thinking that way, we have the same problem that Israel had.
Dogod tako razmišljamo, imamo isti problem kao Izrael.
Amen. Because let's look at what the prophet said. But he said,
on kaže,
his love,
njegova ljubav,
was elective love.
Je ljubav izbora.
That's all.
To je sve.
The proof of his love is election.
Dokaz njegove ljubavi je to da vas je izabrao.
Please, church, catch this.
Molim vas za to.
That's all the proof of his love.
To je dokaz njegove ljubavi. To je ono što Bradraha kaže.
That no matter what happened,
bez obzira što se dogodilo,
his love was proven truly by the fact that they were chosen unto salvation.
Njegova ljubav je dokazana time činjenicom da su izabrani za spasenje.
Then he says,
I onda on kaže,
because God had chosen you to salvation,
budući da je Bog vas izabrao,
through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth,
kroz posvećenje duha I vjeru istine,
here he comes. He may commit you to death as he did Paul. He may commit you to suffering as he did Job. Bro Brown said that is his prerogative. That is his choice. It's up to him. He is sovereign.
On je suveren.
But it's all with a purpose.
Ali sve je to sa svrhom.
We need to catch this.
Trebam to
uvijek. Once you catch this,
jednom kad to
no matter what you go through,
što god prolazite,
you then be like Job.
Onda bi bili kao Job.
Even if you slay me,
ako me ljubi,
I will still love it.
I dalje ću ga voliti.
It changes everything.
On promijeni sve.
Do you know what the prophet said?
Znate što prorok rekao?
Let me shock you.
Da vas šokiram.
Program said, I will still serve him. Even at the end, if I will not make it to heaven, I will still serve it. If I know that in the end, he will take me to heaven, it would have been a good day to have served him. Can you tell that? Do you understand? That shows love. Amen. I pray the Lord speaks that to you. Hallelujah. I hope you're catching it. Amen. Okay. Now let's continue. Amen. Okay. Abraham said, if God did not have a purpose in getting you or me through things, he will be the author of frustration and not peace. But his purpose
ali njegova svrha
is after we have suffered a little while,
da nakon što malo se namučimo,
he will make us perfect,
da nas napravi savršenima,
he will make us to be established,
da budemo utvrđeni,
he will make us to be settled,
da budemo čvrsti,
he will make us strengthened,
da imamo snagu.
In other words, these are his tools.
Drugim rječima, to je njegovi su.
God wants you and I a certain way.
Bog želi da budemo nekakvi.
Amen. God wants us a certain way.
Želi da budemo nekakvi.
God wants you in Croatia to be a witness.
Bog želi da u Hrvatskoj budete svjedoci.
God wants you to be a toughened soldier.
Da budete čvrsti vojnici.
Imagine there's a soldier and you're going to war.
Zamislite da ste vojnik I da idete
u rat. And you enroll in the army.
I da ste u vojsci.
Well, natural army of Croatia.
Neko hrvatskoj prirodi.
They will take you to a training.
Oni će vas provesti kroz neki trening.
They won't just take you.
Neće vas samo ovako.
And tell you to go and fight.
Da re, i da kad idi boriti.
Go and fight our kid or whatever.
Da ide tamo.
Whoever is the enemy.
Kogo da je neprijatelj.
That's not how it happens.
To nije ide tako.
They take you. And they start to train you.
I onda vas treniraju.
And in that training.
I u tom treniranju.
They harder to train you. The tougher you get. They will make you meet conditions that you will meet in the war front. They may not give you duvet to cover yourself. Because the soldier out there may be out in the open for 3 weeks. So they make sure you meet those conditions. And Abraham said, the coming of the Lord it's a battle.
Amen.
It is a battle.
Yeah.
So when you come in and enroll in this army, be ready for war.
Amen.
And our enemy, he means business. We may be casual. Satan knows. He has a short time. Satan came to Jesus Christ. There was a time Jesus came to a man of Gadarea. Catch the story now. And demons were on him. And the demon says, our name is Legion. We are many. But they asked him a question. Have you come to torment us before our time? They knew it was not their time. But the scripture says, in these last days, he knows he has a short time. So now, he's come down with great wrath. We can look around. You see all the, he comes softly. The opening of the seals, Rabban was showing us how Satan was getting better in the act of deception. He jumped from the white horse to the red horse, from the red horse to the black horse, from the black horse to the pale horse. He was getting better. He was sharpening his tools against us. Today, we're all here. Every one of us got a smartphone. Everybody here has a smartphone. It's going down till even children have smartphones. But this phone, beautiful thing. But it's one of the most terrible things on
earth.
It's true. Because this thing is designed to take away our time. It's one of Satan's great tools. Somebody can take it. You can see a child. Just before we left, there was a child. He came with the parents to our house. And the boy, he goes with the father. Children like to link to the father. That's correct. But before he left, he had a tablet. He put it on. Just a little boy. He was now glued to it. Even to follow the father. He's not even listening. His face is
there.
Because of this, it's a serious thing. Don't take it lightly. Because when I came to England in 1997, the phone came out. All we did is use it to make a phone call. Black and white. It wasn't attractive. And since then, they kept pumping things on it. They kept pumping things. Social media now. It will be worse. What's Satan doing? He's trying to take time. Our time for prayer. Our time to talk to our children. The children's time to pray. Some people say it's babysitter. Please, let's watch that. The Bible says to redeem the time. The hour is late. Abraham used to call television television. He says Satan It used to be wrong to go to movies, he said.
Nekad je bilo pogrešno ići na u kino.
But he said Satan has brought the television to the living room.
Je donio televiziju u dnevni boravak.
That's what the prophet said.
To je ono što prorok kaže.
Now he's taking it to the bedroom.
Sad je odveo u sobu.
He's taking it to the every room.
Sad je odveo u svaku sobu.
In the home. That's the reality.
To je realnost.
So we have to watch. It can be used for good. You can listen to a message on it. You can listen to quotes. You can listen to preaching. So it can be used for good. In other words, you are responsible. We are all responsible. I hope you understand. Everybody understand? We are not saying don't have a phone. I'm not saying that. Hallelujah. You need your phone. If you don't have it, people won't call you. So have your phone. But manage it. Spiritually, amen. So let's finish the quote, amen. I have no intention of I've forgotten this now. Okay, so here we go. Okay, now we continue with this quote. We finish. As Job said, he put his strength in us.
Svoju snagu stavio u nas.
Abraham said, you see,
kaže Abraham, kaže, vidite,
himself suffered.
On sam je patio.
Jesus suffered.
Isus je patio.
God came in man.
Bog je došao čovjeku.
And suffered.
I patio.
He learned obedience.
On je naučio poslušnost.
By the things he suffered.
Iz onoga što je propatio.
Let's appreciate the Lord.
Amen. Cijenimo Gospoda.
Jesus learned obedience
se naučio poslušnost
by the things he saw.
Iz onoga što je propatio.
Okay, he actually was made perfect.
Zapravo je postao savršen
by the things he suffered.
Zbog stvari koje je propatio.
Hebrews 5:8-9.
Hebrejima 5:8-9.
He quotes the scriptures.
On ukaže ova pismo.
Though he were a son, capital S.
Iako je bio sin, veliko sin.
Yet he learnt obedience.
Ipak se naučio poslušnost.
By the things which he suffered.
Iz onoga što je propatio.
And being made perfect.
I nakon što je usavršen.
He became the author of eternal salvation.
Postao je autor vječnog spasenja.
Unto all them that obey him. Then Abraham says, in plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. A man of sorrows acquainted with grief. The preacher can hide that from us. Because he wants us to be happy. Which is okay. But then when we face situations, we wouldn't know what is happening in our life. And many have backslid because of this thing.
I've
known people who have backslid.
I've
known people, their business come down.
They
leave the message. Because they don't, these things are not told them.
Jer im ovo nije bilo rečeno.
Now, the prophet continues.
I sa prorok kaže,
and according to Paul,
i prema Pavlu,
he has left his church with a measure of suffering.
On je crkvi ostavio jednu mjeru patnje.
That they too,
da i oni također,
by their faith in God,
svojom vjerom u Boga,
while suffering for him,
dok pate za njega,
would come to a place of perfection.
Dođu do mjesta savršenja.
He says, why does he want this?
I kaže, zašto on to želi?
Then he quotes James 1:2-4.
Kaže, Jakov 1:2-4.
In the book of James,
u Jakovu kaže,
my brethren,
braćo,
count it all joy.
Smatrajte to radošću.
When you fall into diverse temptations,
upadnete u razne kušnje.
Knowing this,
znajući ovo,
that the trial of your faith worketh patience.
Da iskušenje vaše vjere stvara strpljenje.
Let patience have her perfect work.
Neka strpljenje ima svoje savršeno djelo.
That ye may be perfect.
Da budete savršeni.
And entire.
I potpuni.
Wanting nothing.
Da vam ništa ne fali.
Then Abraham said, why does he stand by?
Zašto on stoji sa strane?
Why does Jesus stand by?
Zašto Isus stoji sa strane?
And watch the church suffering.
Gleda na crkvu kako pati.
He says the reason for this.
Kaže razlog.
It's in Romans 8:17-18.
U Rimljanima 8,
And if children,
ako su djeca,
then heirs,
onda su baštenici,
heirs of God,
baštenici
Božji, joint heirs with Christ.
I su baštenici s Kristom.
If it so be that we suffer with him,
jer ako s njim patimo,
we may also be glorified together.
Da bi zajedno bili proslavljeni.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Then he says, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. Did you catch that? Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. Then he says, the reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Then Bro Bram says, character is a victory. It's not a gift. Now Peter said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a gift. Preaching is a gift. Singing is a gift. Speaking in tongues is a gift. Healing is a gift. All these things are gifts. But Abraham tells us something that is not a gift and that we need. He says that is character. It's not a gift. It has to be gotten through this. So God, you can preach. You can sing. You can do all this. That's fine. But that does not give you character. He says this is how character. So we see men in the message. They can preach all right. I can preach. Anybody can preach. Anybody can teach. But watch character. That's what is in short supply. It's what is not happening. Watch the way people are behaving. Step on somebody's toes. You watch what he'll do. He will flee up. He will be angry. He will be upset with you. What is that character? No character. God help us. Amen. Amen. Now, Abraham, we are finishing. He says, a man without character can't reign. Because power apart from character is satanic. Let me say it again. Power without, apart from character, is satanic. People want power. There's nobody in the message that doesn't want power. And Paul went to preach somewhere, maybe in Macedonia somewhere. And a man, Simeon or something, so when they lay hands on somebody, they get the Holy Ghost.
Pavao stavio ruke na čovjeka, čovjek dobio duha svetog.
And he liked it.
Njemu se to svidilo.
He said to them,
i on je rekao,
let me give you some money.
Da ti dam malo novaca.
Give me this gift.
Daj mi ovaj dar.
So that when I lay hands on people,
da kad ja stavim ruke na ljude,
they will receive this.
Da prime ovo.
Peter said, your money perish with you.
Kaže, Pavao, Peter mu rekao,
he wants power.
Neka tvoj novac propadne
skoro. But he doesn't want character.
On želi silu, ali ne želi
karakter. That's satanic. According to the message of the hour. But he said power with character is fit to rule. So that should be what we should be looking for. And since he wants us to share his throne on the same basis that he overcame and is set down in his father's throne, we have to overcome to sit with him. The greatest promise in all church ages is in this age. This age is the age that does here, where he said to him that overcometh, will sit with me in my throne. Him that overcometh in this age, you will see his rulership. It's authority. It's adoption. It's when you speak, it's as though Christ is speaking himself. Remember, see all the power that's in God. He put in Christ. All the power in Christ. He put in the church. That's for this age. It's the age where you will speak the word and it will flash like lightning. Abraham said it's the age of the spoken word is the original sin. It's not just the age of healing. It's the age where you speak and tumors leave people. Abraham demonstrated it. This is before the doctor's hand, the tumor will leave. And it happened that way. He had come to that position, but he came through it through character. It was not easy. Read Abraham's life history. If he's telling us his life history, you'll be crying. You'll be weeping at the cookies. Just speaking about the things he had to go through to come to that point. But we want it easy. But God don't give it easy. If you give it easy, we will have power. And we will not have character. And then maybe I've got power. I don't have character. My brother Jonathan, he's got power. Maybe he has character. I don't know. And then me and him are not happy with each other. Because I have the power, but I don't have character. Then he annoys me. Then I'll say, disappear. Because I have power and no character. You see what I've just said? It's in the scripture, is it? John, they went and preached to a certain people.
Ivani otišli su propovijedati nekim ljudima.
And they didn't accept the gospel.
I nisu prihvatili evanđelje.
And he came to Jesus.
I došao Isusu.
He said, let's call down fire and destroy that
place. Kaže, ajde da spustimo vatru i uništimo.
Because if he had the power, he would do it.
Da je on imao silu, on bi to napravio.
Abraham spoke about Elisha.
Da govorio o Elizeu.
Some children were calling him, you with bald hair, you with bald hair.
I neka djeca su ga zvali
čelari. And he called Beowulf and he killed them.
On je pozvao medvjede koji su pojeli.
And Abraham said he should not have done that.
Kaže, nije smio to napraviti.
It was the human anger that made him to do
ljudska ljutnja koja ga je navela na to.
But it's only program that can correct that. Don't go correcting any prophet.
Ali kaže, samo da Abraham mogao to ispraviti, nemojte
vi ispraviti prorok. Only a prophet can prophet.
Samo prorok može ispraviti proroka.
Don't correct a prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows how to deal those things. That's high tension wire. Amen. Hallelujah. So know your limit. I can say that because Abraham said it.
Ja to mogu reći zato što
we leave it there. Amen. So we need character.
Trebamo karakter.
To be able to control the power that God wants to bring in the church. So what we really need is not just looking at the gift. We have to look at the character that will help us to manage and operate the gift. The fullness of the power that is coming. Do you understand? And sometimes it's humility. God might need to humiliate you. God might need to humiliate me.
Možda poniziti mene.
As he humiliated the character of Christ.
Da bi doveo do karaktera Kristova.
Put him on the cross.
Kao što je Krista ponizio, stavio ga na križ. Isus odlazi.
Peter did not understand.
Petar to nije razumio.
He pulled a sword.
On je izvadio mač.
He caught a man's ear.
Odrezao čovjek uho.
Jesus picked up the ear.
Isus je pokupio uho.
And put it back.
I vratio ga natrag.
Peter don't understand.
Petar ne stača.
Say it's not time for swords.
Kaže, nije vrijeme za
mače. I can call legions of angels.
Ja mogu pozvati legije
angela. Angels hanging all over.
Kaže, posuda su angela. Završa s ovim ljudima.
He had the power.
Imao je moć.
But he had the character.
Imao je karakter.
To submit himself to what God wants to do.
Da sebe podredi onome što Bog želi.
It's a cup that the Father has given me.
To je čaša koju mi je otac dao.
I have to drink it.
Moram je popiti.
Peter did not understand.
Petar to nije razumio.
But Peter later understood.
A kasnije Petar
to. And it's good we understand.
Dobro je da razumijemo.
We are the messenger of God.
Mi smo poruci časa.
We believe this message.
Mi vjerujemo u poruku.
The power of this message.
Snaga ove poruke.
It's not the power of Pentecost.
Nije snaga Pentecosta.
It's not the power of John Wesley.
Nije snaga John Wesley.
It's not the power of Martin Luther.
Nije snaga Martin Luther.
This is the fullness of power.
Ovdje je punina sila.
We need character.
Mi trebamo karakter.
To be in place.
Da budemo na mjestu.
I hope we understand.
Znači da razumijemo.
Once that character is in place.
I kada taj karakter na
mjestu. Then you are ready.
Onda ste spremni.
If the power comes without character.
Ako sila dođe bez karaktera.
Yeah. Say we are not fit to rule.
Kaže ne možemo vladati.
Do you love him?
Ja ga volim.
I'm finishing the quote. Amen.
Završavam citat.
Abraham then says.
Ja da Abraham kaže.
And the little temporary suffering we go through now.
Male privremene patnje kroz koje sada prolazimo.
Is not worthy.
Nisu dostojne.
To be compared.
Da se usporede.
To the tremendous glory.
Sa izuzetnom slavom
that will be revealed in us
koja će biti otkrivena u nama
when it comes.
Kad on dođe.
Oh, what treasures.
Oh, koje blago
are laid up
je, nalazi se
for those who are willing to enter into his kingdom.
O, za one koji su voljni ući u njegovo kraljevstvo.
Through much tribulation.
Kroz puno nevolje.
Think it not strange.
Nemojte se čuditi.
Concerning the very trials that are to try you.
Vezano za te žarke kušnje koje će vas iskušati.
That is what Peter said.
To je ono što Petar kaže.
Is it strange?
Je li to čudno?
That God wants us to develop a childlike character.
Da Bog želi da nas da razvijemo karakter poput Kristova.
That comes through suffering.
Koji dolazi kroz patnje.
No sir.
Ne.
We all have trials.
Svi imamo kušnje.
We are all tried and chastened as sons.
Svi smo kušani i korigirani kao djeca.
Not one that goes through that.
Nije da, nema niko da ne prolazi kroz to.
Then he makes this statement.
I onda kaže ovu rečenicu.
The church
crkva,
that is not suffering
koja ne pati,
and it's not being tried,
he
hasn't got it.
Još nije to dobro.
It's not of God.
Nije od Boga.
Only Abraham can tell us that.
The
church that is not suffering.
The
church where everything is going fine.
The
church where they have everything is just, you know, like the Catholic Church, my or Pentecostal, and these people bringing out big cars, big houses. It's not suffering. Abraham says he hasn't got it. It's not of God. Hallelujah. I hope we catch it. Amen. That church is not of God. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to finish. Amen. So, whatever we are going through, whatever you are going through, as a believer, he says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son that he receives.
Ispravlja, korigira svakog sina živa koje prima. Hebrejima 12.6.
Then he says, but if you are without chastisement,
kaže, ako ste bez šibanja,
whereof all are partakers,
u kojem smo, svi imamo udio u tome,
then ye are bastards,
onda ste vanbračna djeca,
and not sons,
a ne sine.
I know none of us here would like to be bastards.
Bastard
is a son without a father. But he is our father. Shall we rise? Let's think about these things. Think about it deeply. It may not be the kind of gospel we like, somebody come and share us off.
Tema kao da dođemo da se neko razveseli.
Maybe tomorrow we cheer ourselves.
Možda ćemo se sutra razveseliti.
But sometimes,
ali ponekad,
Robin said the gospel is like castaway.
Da je kao ono ulje koje je on
pio. It's not always sweet.
Nije ukusno.
But it helps us.
Ali nam pomoge.
It does us good.
Pomoge.
And this time,
i ovaj tip,
God can humiliate you.
Bog nas može poniziti.
To humble you.
Napravi poniz.
To humble me.
Da ponizi mene.
And Peter said,
Petar kaže,
that we should put on humility.
Da bi trebali obući poniznost.
Like a dress.
Kao harem.
To wear your humility.
Da kaže obućite like svoju poniznost kao harem.
Humbling yourself.
Da se ponizimo.
When he finishes.
I kad on završi.
He becomes your character.
On postane vaš karakter.
It's not something you switch on and off.
To nije nešto što vi upalite pa ugasite.
It's your past.
To je vaša osoba.
As you're walking
You fulfill scripture.
Somebody slap you on this side. You don't fight
back.
You're able to stand up. Somebody want the outer
clothes.
You give him the inner.
Somebody
bid you walk 1 mile. Somebody say walk 1 mile with
you.
You walk 2 miles.
It
becomes the your
character. It's your character. Boy, character, takav.
It's your nature.
Tvoja priroda.
It's just you. It's not something you try to do.
Nije nešto što se ti
trudiš. Try to do many of these things. It don't work. After a while, it drops down again. We go. The old man.
Da, puno puta mi pokušamo, ali to ne funkcionira, navratimo starog čovjeka.
Sledeće.
Pomolimo se.
I'd like to pray with you.
I'd
like you to pray for yourself. Just speak to the Lord. Just ask him, Lord. I've heard that I need this character. And I've heard character is not a gift. It's not something I will pray and you give me character.
Nije nešto što ću se ja moliti i onda ćeš mi ti dati karakter.
I've heard you can give me the Holy Ghost, it's a gift.
Čuo sam da mi možeš dati Duha Svetog, to je dar.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy
Ghost. Petar je rekao, primit ćete dar Duha Svetog.
Lord, today we hear character.
Ali čuli smo danas karakter.
It's not a gift.
Nije dar.
Lord, prepare me.
Gospode, pripremi me.
Lord, help.
Gospode, pomozi mi.
I want to be able to gain that character.
Htio bih moći steći taj karakter.
I have to take suffering. It takes trial. Sometimes it takes humiliation. We've seen the character of Samson finally after humiliation.
He
gained the character he should have had. Lord, here I am, Lord, this afternoon. This wonderful open place.
I
say, Lord, equip me. Help me.
Pomozi mi.
That I might be able to take it.
Da mogu to uzeti.
Whatever you send my way.
God mi pošalješ.
I'll know it's a tool.
Znam da je to alat.
You are using to prepare me.
Koji ti koristiš da me pripremiš.
To bring me to character.
Da me dovedeš do karaktera.
Just speak to me.
Govorite mu sa mnom. Nebeski Oče,
direct our voices to you.
Usmjeravamo svoje glasove tebi, Oče.
Direct our prayers to you.
Usmjeravamo svoje molitve tebi.
Father, you know why you brought us this way.
Znaš da su svoje glave otpun.
To bring these things to us.
I donio nam ove stvari.
You know there is something lays ahead for the bride.
I znamo da je nešto ispred nevjeste.
There is a battle lays ahead.
Ima ispred bitka.
There is a squeeze your prophet talked about.
Pritisak o kojem je tvoj prorok govorio.
Difficult time that will come upon.
Teško vrijeme koje će doći na nas.
May we read it correctly.
Neka bi dobro to čitali.
May we understand it.
Neka bi to dobro razumjeli.
May we know it's your tools to prepare us.
Neka bi znali da tvoj alat to da nas pripremiš.
For leadership.
Za vodstvo.
For rulership.
Da bi kraljevali.
That you have in mind for this.
Što si naumio za ovom današnjem nevjestu.
We thank you, Lord, for this church.
Hvalijemo se za ovu crkvu.
Lord, here in this part of the world, in creation.
Ovdje u ovom dijelu svijeta, u Hrvatskoj.
Thank you for our journey time. Thank you for all the help and the governments.
Za svu pomoć u vodstvu.
Lord, you know the church goes through a lot and the pastor goes through a lot.
Gospodine, znaš da crkva prolazi kroz puno toga i pastor prolazi kroz puno
know the pastor's wife comes to a lot, pastor's children go to a lot.
You know, the pastor of them and the different girls of the stomach.
May you interpret it to them, Lord.
Make them feel
that they will understand. Your love for us is elective, Lord. No matter what happens, it's your prerogative. That you said in every trial, every test, you make a way of escape. So we commit them into your hands. We commit ourselves into your hands. Please lead us, please guide us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Let me sing a song about this.
Como llegué translate the words to Brad.
Okay.
You live in your island.
This is a brother here. One brother from Serbia wrote this song. And the title is I See Myself as One of Them. In the New Jerusalem, where, and I see the throne, and there's a husband and wife sitting on the throne. So, like, so that's in brief, but Sarah can translate everything.
Mjesta na ovoj zemlji
finish the service, but we can continue on with singing.
Yes.
So if anybody has a, like in Matthias, anybody has a song, you can sing your song. You just suggest to listen.
Only believe.
It's 6 o'clock, so we still have some time. This song means, says, I'm that, that the word says that I am. So, but it's very fast, that's why the kids like
it. Я сам то, что кажет Божья речь, и на то, что кажет Божья речь, и ноги лучи не писали, что Божья речь не кажет. Lord.
This is my kid's favorite. But anybody else can suggest. Uh-huh.